welcome to International Report. In Guinea, female genital mutilation is still performed on a daily basis. Statistics show that about 97% of the female population have been excised, putting Guinea among the top countries in the world where genital mutilation is most widely practiced. And this, despite calls from members of the parliament for the practice to be abandoned. Correspondent Karim Kamra has this report from the capital, Conakry.
The practice of genital mutilation in Guinea is widely believed to have a religious justification and is regarded by many as a tradition that must not be abandoned, despite widespread calls for the practice to be abandoned. During the recent holiday period, several hundred girls here in Conakry underwent the practice with no respect for the law banning female circumcision. Dr. Jelika Tujalo, Member of Parliament, has described female genital mutilation in Guinea as a disaster, deploring the fact that despite efforts made by civil society movement, resource persons, local and international NGOs for female genital mutilation to be abandoned, the practice continues to the detriment of young Guinean girls.
Je qualifie cela de désastre dans la mesure où
I can describe it as a disaster because, over the past years and decades, members of the international community, local institutions, have taken the time to sensitize the population, particularly women, to the dangers related to female genital mutilation, the fact that it's in violation of the law, and the side effects on their physical and their moral integrity.
Most of the initiators who decided on their own to stop mutilating young girls have come back to the practice. These women were given incentives by several NGOs after they decided to abandon the knife they were using to cut the girls. Dr. Jalo regrets to announce that Guinea is the second country in the world for the prevalence of female genital mutilation.
La Guinée occupe la tristement célèbre deuxième.
Guinea sadly occupies the second place in the world rankings, just behind Somalia. We're really worried about the situation. So even if Guinea is not the worst, it still occupies second position, with 90% of our women suffering genital mutilation.
Despite laws to punish the initiators of the practice, many continue to believe that female genital mutilation is a legitimate practice and a doctrine they have inherited from their ancestors, so no law could ban them from doing it. Fatoumata Silang, one of the initiators, says she will continue to initiate young girls as long as they come to her for a procedure. She adds that no Western method can change her concept or make her betray ancestors.
The practice is our heritage, and I will continue to circumcise girls even if they come to me today. Cutting is my profession. We cannot stop the practice for any other moral argument. If we do, it means we have betrayed our ancestors.
Dr. Jalo accepts that the practice is a tradition, but says that when a tradition has a dangerous social impact on health care, it has to be abandoned.
Partout, c'était une tradition, mais quand les traditions au sein des sociétés.
Everywhere, it was a tradition, but when a tradition has a damaging impact on society, it has to be stopped. It's a tradition that was introduced over the past centuries, and those that were doing it never knew of its related dangers. Now that science has established the dangers related to female genital mutilation, religious leaders themselves say that it's neither in the Quran nor in the Bible. That means the practice must stop in order to preserve the good health of women and girls.
Many here also believe that female genital mutilation is a part of Islamic faith and is therefore something which all girls must go through. Alpha Bangura is one of the imams I met in his mosque at Bellevue on the outskirts of Conakry. I asked him whether female genital mutilation was a practice recommended by Islam.
People are talking a lot about the genital mutilation of young girls in the Islamic religion. In Islam, whether you do it or not, all is good. It is not obligatory. It depends on the individual.
Imam Conte also says the practice can be done and is legal.
Islam condemns the cutting too deep of the part. Just a small portion has to be cut. If it's totally cut off, this could lead to serious health problems for the girls. This is why some are saying the practice is not good.
Many of the parents who are now aware of the dangers behind female genital mutilation have begun taking their daughters to the hospital for circumcision in an attempt to minimize dangers. But Dr. Jolikatu says this practice is also against the law, adding that any doctor found circumcising women in his or her hospital will be arrested.
Qu'est-ce qu'on constate? Comme on a évoqué les aspects.
What we're experiencing now is that since we've drawn attention to the dangers related to female genital mutilation, some parents have begun taking their daughters to the hospitals for circumcision. This act is also forbidden by law. Any doctor caught carrying out female genital mutilation in his or her hospital will face justice. But since it's a habit that is so entrenched in the system, it's hard to eradicate it.
On la peau dure, je crois que c'est à cause de ça qu'on a du mal à inverser la tendance encore.
Salimatu Kamara is the mother of one of the newly initiated girls I met in her house with her daughter. She told me why she had decided to initiate her daughter.
Donc mo tangadié, mo edugi tongo mané.
We are circumcising our daughters. It's our custom and we can't abandon it. It's a very good thing. It's a practice we inherited from our ancestors and we should continue to do it.
Laws banning female genital mutilation in Guinea were voted in 2000, but the practice continues. According to Dr. Jolikatu, the government and the judiciary are under pressure from traditional rulers not to ban the practice at all, but they will continue their sensitization effort to discourage initiators. According to the law, if an initiate dies during the initiation, the initiator and accomplices risk imprisonment. Reporting for Radio France International, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.